Hello?
Good morning. May I speak with Ruth?
Who's speaking?
Hi, Ruth. This is Valeria calling you from Family First Agency. How are you?
This is Kim, her granddaughter.
Oh, Kim. Oh, hi, Kimberly. I'm glad to hear you. I'm just calling to confirm if you started working today.
So I called the other day because I finally got an app to work, but hold on, I can't hear. Yeah, but nobody answered my call the other day, so I just clocked in like I usually do with my other company, because I really don't know what to do. I have to give you guys a number or something?
Yes, you have to give to provide to me the mobile ID number, the 7-digit code.
Uh-huh.
So in that way, you can clock in and clock out.
Okay.
So are you able to see the number now and give it to me?
Hold on for a second. I'm not sure. Here, Tommy. Put it low. All right, hold on. I got to go out of this room. Yeah. Hold on for a second.
Okay, take your time.
Hold on.
Okay.
It's crazy here. Hold on, I gotta figure out where this is. Now, I usually just call in. So,
yes, but when you download the app, in this case, you mentioned that you have an iPhone, when you create the account and register your information, the app shows you a 7-digit code that the name is mobile ID number, which you need to provide to me. Mm-hmm. Or the app shows you a message like, you're not linked to any agency, please provide the mobile ID number and to your agency.
See, now I can't get in it again. Okay. Where are you guys located?
1 Wyndham Drive.
And are you at work today?
Yes. We are open today until 4 p.m.
No, I'm saying because of the snow.
Oh, yes, we are open.
Were you guys open on Friday?
Yes, we will be open on Friday from Monday.
No, last Friday.
Last Friday, yes, we opened last Friday.
You're not open on Friday?
Yes. We are open on the weekends, but only like customer services to receive the phone calls. But the office is open from Monday to Friday from 9 to 4.
Okay. Okay, I can't get this open again, so hold on. This is so annoying. Okay, it's not working again, so I'm going to have have to get my cousin to help me. When am I supposed to start with you guys?
Today. 6 to 10, yeah. 6 to 10.
Well, I signed in with my other company, so...
So, in order to usually pay, you can submit a timesheet until you set up the app, so I will be sending you the timesheet link so you can be paid for today, okay? Do you want me to send you the link by email or text message?
Text message.
Text message, okay, I will send you now. So, yes, please try to set up the app, and once you have the mobile ID, text me the number, okay?
Wait, I didn't get a text message yet.
I'm just writing it down.
Oh, you want me to write it down?
I'm writing down the message. But you have to submit it once you finish working, because you didn't finish yet.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
You have to submit the timesheet once you finish working today.
Okay. So, do I have to print it out?
It's an electronic link. You can open the link and put the hours, the start time, the end time, patient address. If you don't know the Medicaid ID, because the timesheet asks for the patient Medicaid ID, if you don't know that number, you can write 000.
Okay, Medicaid ID. Okay. Grandma, put this closer. Should I wait till I get the test?
Did you receive my message?
Mm-mm. Hold on.
Is your number 267-660-8?
Oh, I got it, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, Kimberly, I will be waiting for the mobile ID, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
What's
you for
your phone number?
It's this one, the one that I text you from.
267-551-7436?
Correct, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your time, Kimberly. You have a good one.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.